Today we see the intersection of three relationships between a father and a son. One that began yesterday in this church, one that began 40-some years ago in a land far from Dodge City, and one that is noteworthy because it has no beginning. So let's start with that one. Hoy celebramos tres relaciones entre un padre y un hijo. Una que comenzó ayer en esta iglesia. Una que comenzó hace unos 40 y tantos años en una tierra lejos de Dodge City. Y una que no tiene principio. From all eternity, our God has existed as a trinity of persons. And what distinguishes them is their relationship to one another. One is a father to the son, one is a son to the father, and one is the spirit that flows out of the love between the father and the son. And lest we doubt the extent of the Father's love, he gave his only Son so that we might not perish, but have eternal life. The second relationship between a father and a son has its origins in a quiet, remote village in Guatemala. When a man named Gaspar and his wife Juana gave new life to 9 beautiful children. 3 have left this world. 2 are joined with us in prayer from their hometown. And we are so delighted, Alejandra, Maria, and Marcelino, that you are with us here today. I was honored to meet Gaspar on my first visit to Guatemala. And your strong faith is a testament to your father, who died in 2020, and to your mother, who wanted to be here, but nonetheless is celebrating with us from your hometown. One of Gaspar's greatest desires was that a priest would come from his family. And it has, from a father to a son. Desde toda la eternidad, nuestro Dios ha existido como una trinidad de personas. Y lo que las distingue es su relación mutua. Una es padre para el hijo, otra es hijo para el padre, y otra es el espíritu que emana del amor entre el padre y el hijo. Y para que no dudemos de la magnitud del amor del padre, él entregó a su hijo único para que no perezcamos, sino que tengamos la vida eterna. Y la segunda relación entre un padre y un hijo tiene sus orígenes en una aldea de Guatemala. Cuando un hombre llamado Gaspar y su esposa Juana dieron nueva vida a 9 hermosos hijos. 3 han partido ya de este mundo. 2 se unen a nosotros en oración hoy con su mamá desde su pueblo. Y nos llena de inmensa alegría Alejandra, María y Marcelino, que hoy están aquí con nosotros. Tuve el honor de conocer a Gaspar durante mi primera visita a Guatemala. Y uno de los mayores anhelos de Gaspar, quien falleció en 2020, era que surgiera un sacerdote de su propia familia.
Y así ha sido, de padre a hijo.
Nachan ilu hum bala tech tets nahal un bala shu. Dios tu tanye umlan tuch tafal. Dios tu tanye kokle kulal Dios. Dios tu tantalu teulench ehnin tanye takun tets pale. Nin tak katahrios ban talma skibo. But there is a third relationship. It's not just the eternal love of the Father and the Son, which is the Spirit. And it's not just the love of a father and his wife, who gave us their children. Esteban, you are now that father. From this point on, we call you Father Esteban Hernandez Mejia. And not just as a sign of respect, but because in a very real way, just as a father gives life to his children, God has chosen you to give new life in baptism, to bring us back to life through the forgiveness of sins, and to feed us with the bread of life. Pero existe una tercera relación. No se trata únicamente del amor eterno entre el Padre y el Hijo, que es el Espíritu. Tampoco se trata solo del amor de un padre a su esposa, quienes nos entregaron a sus hijos. Esteban, ahora tú eres padre. A partir de este momento, te llamamos Padre Esteban Hernández Mejía. Y no solo como señal de respeto, sino porque de un modo muy real, tal como un padre da vida a sus hijos, Dios te ha elegido para otorgar nueva vida mediante el bautismo, para devolvernos la vida a través del perdón de nuestros pecados y para alimentarnos con el pan de vida. The Catechism says that the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity is the central mystery of Christian faith and life. From an eternal Father who loves his Son, to a biological Father who loved his Son, to a priestly Father who loves his sons and daughters. We give thanks to God for a love that is and was, and will be.